The 2016 election cycle in Arizona saw hours-long lines outside polling stations for the spring presidential preference primary, images that were broadcast around the world and led to embarrassment, and more importantly, concerns about the fairness and efficiency of the voting process. 2018 saw improvements, but there were still some problems with polling stations not being opened in time, and the ongoing challenges of counting ballots with both efficiency and speed continued to be highlighted. Maricopa County has moved to improve the overall situation, committing millions to better technology and increases in staff. Plus, the Board of Supervisors is going to work much more closely with County Recorder Adrian Fontas. We'll hear from Fontas in a few minutes. I start with the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Bill Gates. Chairman Gates, did you and the other supervisors believe something had to be done to fix the process following the hiccups in 2016 and 2018?
Yes. Look, you're always going to have issues in an election, especially when you're talking about the fourth largest county in the country. But in 2016, as probably all your listeners recall, with the presidential primary election, we had significant issues. We had people standing in lines for hours and hours. And with all the attention that was on Arizona for that primary, that really got people looking at it and saying, what can we do to do a better job? Then fast forward to the 2018 primary election, a little different issue. But again, probably most of your listeners recall, if they showed up, you know, there were about 60 or 70 of the primary locations that they showed up at to vote, they weren't ready for business. And so those type of issues really put this at the forefront, and it reminded the supervisors that we need to do more than just rely upon the efforts of the recorder, but possibly stand up alongside the recorder to ensure that that level of issue doesn't reoccur.
Was there concern that there was some under-budgeting in terms of whether it is technology, whether it's enough staffers?
Yeah, so the efforts that the Board of Supervisors took back in June, it's really a three-legged stool. So there's organizational changes. There are also staffing changes where we'll be adding about 25 new employees. So obviously there's a dollar amount attached to that, but there's nothing more important in a democracy than the right to vote. And then finally, there's the tabulation system. Look, the Board of Supervisors has a great track record, I would say, of being fiscally conservative. Having said that, we all understood that it was time, and everyone knew this, really, that 2018 was going to be the last election cycle for this old tabulation system. Time for a new system.
So as far as personnel goes, the county recorder, in this case a he, but when Helen Purcell was there, they choose their elections director. So now one of the changes we're going to see, the supervisors are going to choose sort of their own elections director of sorts to work together?
Yeah. So the way that it's been, again, since 1955, when Maricopa County was a much smaller place, the elections director has been selected by the recorder, reported directly to the recorder. Now, under the new system that the Board of Supervisors unanimously approved, in late June, we will now have a director of election day and emergency voting operations. That person will report directly to the Board of Supervisors, and then the recorder will have his elections director, who's responsible for early voting, which is within the recorder's responsibility, and voter registration. That person will report directly to the recorder.
Whether it's Recorder Fontas choosing his elections director or the supervisors choosing this, I think the average cynic might say, okay, I think they mean to do the right thing, but is there an expertise there? Because whenever we hear about appointees, people wonder, okay, was this person chosen because he or she got along with the supervisor or gets along with the county recorder? How can we feel confident these are people who really know their stuff?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I can tell you, Ray Valenzuela, who's the person who reports directly to the recorder, has decades of experience in elections. And then the Board of Supervisors, we have already appointed our election day director. And this is a man by the name of Scott Jarrett, who has a lot of experience specifically working with the elections department, with the recorder. These are professionals. These are not political appointments. And I think that's a very important part of this, that your listeners understand that.
What's the process going forward now? Now that the people are in place, at least the leaders are in place for this. November 2020 in some ways seems a long time away, in other ways it doesn't. So what are some of the steps? Are there sort of progress reports you're going to be having?
Yeah, so we are working on the details of an elections operations agreement, which will make very clear to the recorder and the Board of Supervisors what the lanes are as far as who's going to have the responsibility for what. And then, you know, we're going to be getting the tabulation system online and then hiring those other individuals, filling in the whole team. Because it's not just November 2020.
I know. It's August of 2022.
And not only that, but we have a presidential primary election coming up in March. So it's coming quick. We understand that. The recorder understands it. So we're laser focused on getting everything into place.
Chair of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, Bill Gates, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And now I turn to County Recorder Adrian Fontes to find out how the changes may affect how he carries out his duties. Adrian, what stands out to you about the changes that are being implemented and why they're being put into effect?
Well, you know, this is a culmination of several years' worth of work. I mean, I got elected to modernize and update the election systems in Maricopa County, and you really can't make significant systemic changes until you've seen what you're dealing with. And so we had to go through the entire 2018 cycle first. We had been talking about making major changes in some areas, and we decided to hold off, utilize a lot of the main parts of the system that we had through 2018. And then we said, okay, let's get together and figure out how we're going to do this. And so I had a lot of meetings with a lot of folks, particularly Chairman Gates. Bill and I have gotten together quite a few times over breakfast on weekends and cheeseburgers and milkshakes, and it's all because he and I want to make sure that we're putting together a system that's going to work.
There were some concerns during the primary season, but it seemed like many of those concerns had been alleviated, many of them by November. But do you think that some of the changes when it comes to technology, when it comes to having more hands on deck, is going to make a big difference?
Absolutely. You know, that was one of our major concerns from the beginning. From when I first took office, you know, we just looked at the place and it was understaffed. And I think it's clear evidence not only from our budget request coming into January of this year for the new budget year that we just started, and even with the staffing analysis that happened in the last several months, you know, we almost doubled the size of the election department because we needed it really, really badly. You know, since about 2000, 2002, we've more than doubled the number of voters in Maricopa County. And we, you know, that kind of increase in volume, with the changes in technology that we've got, you've got to make major adjustments sometimes. And, you know, this is the time to do it. And we've got great cooperation with the board, who still maintain, you know, a great deal of statutory responsibility, giving some of that responsibility back to them and the appointee that they put in to sort of co-direct this whole thing. You know, it's very collaborative. We're doing turnover meetings and the conversation is constant. And it's really great to see this, a lot of county professionals working together for the good of the voters, you know, and that's, it's really neat to be a part of.
Do you still have the level of decision making that you yourself want to have, even with additional input from the supervisors? Do you think that is, you mentioned collaborative. Will it be a good collaborative experience? I mean, will there be stepping on toes potentially, though?
I don't know that there will be any stepping. I mean, this is new, right? So, you know, my crystal ball is kind of out of batteries right now. But, you know, just let me say this very, very clearly. For a long time in Maricopa County, there's been a lot of these weird suspicions about, you know, this partisan elected position running all of elections. And that is all from voter registration through tabulation, recruiting and training folks, polling places, all the way to the canvas, everything in one person. That's not a good model. It's not good government. So even if it's me sitting here saying you should trust me, the folks out there, the general public, I think are better served, frankly, with a better model, with a good government model. And if that means that there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that that goes back to the supervisors that they should be making decisions on, well, so be it.
You're not a wallflower. You're a very confident, charismatic person. So was this initially, did it feel like politics, though, initially to you?
I mean, you know, there were some moments where I felt like there was some kind of minor weaponization of some of the little issues that had happened. Some of them were big issues, and we needed to be called out on them. But I think there's a lot of folks out there who are just looking to take political advantage out of something that ought not be taken political advantage of. And that's okay. You know, American politics has always been hard scrabble. It's always been rough and tumble. You know, you get bloody knuckles, and that's American politics. But that's another one of the reasons why, you know, I welcomed this. You know, every time someone has said, well, we need an audit, I'm like, well, let's do an audit. You know, let's bring folks in and look at these things and talk about these things. And that's one of the reasons why we now have a new tabulation system. It's one of the reasons why we now have 26 new employees coming on board between now and hopefully before the end of the year to help with 2020. That's one of the reasons why we've got a broader scope of duties back in the hands of the supervisors, because it's important. These are all very important things to maintain and rebuild some of the trust in elections that they didn't just deteriorate when I got elected. Let's not forget, for a long time, there were folks on the other side of the aisle from the prior recorder that really weren't trusting of stuff.
Adrian Fontes is Maricopa County Recorder. Always good to see you. Thanks.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.